First day of rehearsal, gender nude project, Lucy and Terry, 12:52 p.m. Saturday, November 15th.
I'm just going to pretend it's not there. Well, the two things that that came up for you when I was listening to you is first, this is kind of like a full circle from this project that I was involved in like 7 years ago in San Francisco, which was exploring gender and sexuality using the Anna Halperin method. And I absolutely loved every minute of the workshop. And then we had to make a performance. And at the time, I had like never performed since I was like 12. And I totally wimped out of the performance and like dropped out and everything. So it's kind of cool. And it didn't involve nudity, but it involved a lot of embodying different gender. And it was an all queer and genderqueer group of like 20 of us. So it's cool to feel, so okay, now like I have that willingness to put myself out there more and perform. And the other thing about the naked pictures, so the only time I've ever like suddenly had my naked picture exposed was in the Apple store in New York, and I didn't really understand the like iCloud photo stream thing, and I was like trading out my iPad for one with more memory because I'd already filled it up, and they were like helping me move all my photos because I couldn't, and suddenly all these naked photos of myself and another girl came up on my stream. But it was New York, and they were just so unfazed. They were like, oh, you wouldn't believe the things that we've seen here. Really? We've just seen all these like really crazy penises on people's phones. Really? But it was just this really funny moment of just like, wow, like how do I feel about this? Like, here's this photo of this girl. Oh shit, there's me.
How are you feeling about being nude for the final performance in you know, at this, in front of Hamilton Library? Have you gone that far yet? Have you already decided no to that? Or where are you with that?
I haven't decided. Probably I think I will. But it depends on the content. It's like kind of depends on what we have created, like how it emerges out of the performance and how I feel about what we've set up, I think. Like I wouldn't just walk there and take my clothes off. I mean, obviously, like I work with kids, there's a lot at stake. You know, I like, don't want a record. But like in the context where it feels like, yes, like I'm saying something that with my body that feels important to me to say, then yes. Mm-hmm.
And what about you, Terry? Have you decided anything yet? Or are you day by day with this, moment by moment with this? Or
It's funny, because I was thinking about it too, like while I was texting you the other day. So I was like, am I going to even get to go to the rehearsal? I've got all these other things that I'm doing that day. Oh my gosh, I said yes to everything. But I know it was like the final performance. Because when you told me about it, I was like, nudity is fine, I could do that. And you're like, in front of the library. I was like, okay. And you're like, at 9 a.m. And I'm like,
oh, early.
Yeah, it's really early. Naked people in the morning, all right.
Everyone's going to wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, I was thinking about, you know, like you were saying, you know, I don't want a record. I was like, what if I get like an indecent exposure charge
right,
or something?
Right.
But then, you know, I started thinking about what you were saying. It's like, well, who labeled it indecent? You know, who said that? Who said it was indecent? You know, we're born naked, and so the short answer to that question is, you know, you're definitely putting yourself out there for this project, and you know, I would feel terrible, you know, seeing you just do that by yourself. Mm. I wouldn't want you to do that. Even if, you know, I might, you know, have that little level of uncomfort, you know, not because I'm like, you know, naked here is all of me, but you know, it's like that thought of like worrying about what other people will think, you know, just that. And then too, it's like, you know, that what other people think of you really shouldn't matter. It shouldn't make you or break you in terms of like making a decision, and that's something that I always struggle with. And also too, I was thinking, you know, if I don't do it, I think this will be one of those things that I thought back later on. It's like, damn it, I should have did it. I should have done it. I really wanted to do it, but I was afraid. And so there's been times when I've been afraid and I've gone through with it and it's just been great.
I'm really struck by your, I admire your support that when you said, I didn't want you to do that by yourself, you know, like, I'll help you out, you know. That's great. I feel like, wow, I feel the support. Thank you. That's great. And you know, like I said, you don't have to be nude. Like, it's not about that, you know. It is and it isn't. It's so hard to talk about it because there's so many layers. I feel like the first layer is like the self. Then the second big one, is just as important, is like the laws surrounding this. Mm-hmm. And like, none of us, I don't want a record, but at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, the worst case scenario, I do get arrested. And then a job asks me, what the hell happened there? And I'm like, you know what? I was trying to be brave. And this is what happened. And I don't think, honestly, I wouldn't want to work for a place that judged me because I did a dance project on nudity.
Right.
Then I wouldn't want to work for you then. It's not a fit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do.
Am I isolating myself even further from the world? Maybe. So. But I'm not this, like, crazy rebel. Like, I wish there were more people who were more crazy and more revolutionary or more rebellious to the laws. Not for the sake of rebellion, but for the sake of understanding, for the sake of change, for the sake of truth, for the sake of freedom of expression.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And if we're all gonna keep being scared, then nothing's gonna ever happen, either with our bodies, with our food, with our air quality, with our lives. It's just gonna be given to us and we're gonna have no autonomy. And my last vestige of my autonomy is my flesh and blood. If everyone's gonna control me and if everyone's gonna tax me, put red lights, put green lights, put clothes on me, then let me have a moment where I can express my frustration with nudity and gender roles as a gay man and as an effeminate man. How do I, you know, embrace myself without always going into these boxes? How can I take the boxes off of me, even if it's just 5 minutes? Mm-hmm. And I feel like the public sphere is the place for this project. Because it doesn't do any good if it's just for all of us. It's just the choir, you know, preaching to the choir.
Singing in the room.
Yeah. When I thought about it, it's like, why do you want to go out in front of Hamilton Library? Because I'm like, it's easy. It's right there. And it's public. Mm-hmm. And I actually kind of feel safer here, even though there's always a risk of whatever, than I would at Waikiki. I feel safer being nude in front of Hamilton Library than in downtown Honolulu or any other public place. Kara was even saying, yeah, yes, UC Riverside, lots of naked people running around.
Really?
No big deal. UC Berkeley, I remember, there was a naked guy at Berkeley. The whole 4 years he went to school, he was naked.
Really? Like just in the classes?
In the classroom, walk around naked. Went to school, sat down, naked in a chair.
I was just thinking, actually, it's funny, like, how different this is here than in San Francisco, where I used to live. And I was also thinking how this is more, it has a different meaning for me to do this here than there, partly because there is so much more nudity and so much more public exploration of defying gender, at least that I ran across when I was in San Francisco, defying gender norms. But also, my body and gender expression was so much more within the realm of the quote, I don't know, normal, I don't like the word normal, but like there was nothing, the context that I lived in was full of people that are like me, that are kind of androgynous, a little like gender ambiguous, all of that. And then I come here and I feel like I go to a lot of spaces where I just feel really different. Like my body and my expression are very different. There's a lot of places where I think I may be the only gay person, which was really rare for me in San Francisco. I was just in this really community. It was very different.
I think the sense of place is really important for me when it comes to the body and the politics that surround it. Because if we look at Hawaii as a place, and then the nudity has always been accepted. But if you look at places that like where the Western has colonized, they've made the nudity clothed and not accepted. Mm-hmm. And historically, in my indigenousness, my Filipino ancestors, and then the Hawaiian people here were pretty much naked. You know, they wear loincloths. And that's that. They didn't even wear loincloths when they were surfing or whatever because they didn't want to get those things wet. So there's a lot of nudity. Women were topless all the time. And then here, it's like the world has changed so much in this place that I wonder how we can, if we can, comment on that in our piece. And I thought about wearing a malo, a traditional Filipino or Hawaiian loincloth. Mm-hmm. Juxtaposed with like a gown or something, and just all the juxtapositions I think are going to be really interesting in this, in the piece, mm-hmm. and that's what I want to create. Should we get moving? Any other comments? Concerns?
I feel like I could just talk and talk.
I know.